You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's your thoughts on it?
We can't argue with the run-up. Listen, you know, people was talking to me about it yesterday. Like, did you catch it? I'm like, nope, wish I would have. A good entry would have been like around 37. And if we drop back down to, it's crazy to say, even like 7504, 9427, it'd be a great entry. But like, if you look, the 1 month return is 314%. It's up 5,000% all time.
Yo, it's up 4,700% this year.
So
like 4,700%.
This is the number one question people are going to ask. Is it too late?
So let's understand.
For a large position, yes. But yeah. for a smaller one, though.
Well, it depends. And so like when they ask that question, I always ask, do you understand? And so like for me to understand, I had to like, let me dive into this. And so, all right. So let's figure out what it does. Number one, it is a long-term challenger to Ethereum, right? And so Ethereum is a platform that other currencies are built on top of, right? And so there's a couple of things that it has in its advantage. Number one is that it's transaction rates. So this is crazy. This is crazy when I looked into it. If you can do up to 50,000 transactions per second, 50,000, right? I'm gonna compare it to Bitcoin. And now you're gonna really understand. Bitcoin, you can do 5 transactions per second. Mm-hmm. Ethereum, you can do 15 transactions per second. We're talking about 50,000. So what's caused the run-up is the question, right?
And NFTs.
NFTs. It's no question. Like, undeniably, NFTs have caused it to run up because obviously if the transaction speeds are a lot faster and it's 200% less the cost to actually move the money, this makes more sense than putting it on Ethereum. And so people are moving to Solana. Like, it came out of nowhere. It's number 7 right now on CoinMarketCap.
Where can they buy it?
I'll tell you right now.
What was the entry price that you said earlier, Ian?
The one I would have wanted would have been like 36 to 37. 4804 is good, and then in a 79 area would be amazing.
So you can get it on Coinbase, it's on Binance, it's on FTX, so it's on Binance US.
It's on all the major
KuCoin. Yeah, so it's on all the majors. And so that was cool, right? When I looked at the transaction speeds, I'm like, wow, that blows Bitcoin and Ethereum out the water. And so I wanted to translate it into what we know as the form of currency, right? So I looked at Visa. You know what Visa's transaction speed is?
What?
1,700 transactions per second.
This
thing is doing 50,000 transactions per second. And so.
So is it too, I mean, all right, it's 160, I don't know if it's $169 right now. Ryan Leslie famously said on episode 150 of Earn Your Leisure that he invested in Bitcoin when it was $148. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, what it is now, 50,000, just short of 50, whatever. Everybody's always looking for the next Bitcoin. That's what this comes down to.
Yeah.
So they're looking at it like, all right, it might have went up 5,000%, but it's still $169.
At the prices I called it solid, but it goes back to the biggest lesson of everything. Every episode that you guys have had here and on the main podcast, there aren't too many people that you talk to that invested for 1 year and they made all of their money there.
Yeah.
Real estate, crypto, NFT, stocks, 5-year minimum, 20 year. I've been saying it. Like, you guys want another answer. That's the answer. Yeah. There's nothing else to say. I'm not going to play with y'all today. 5 years or 20. That's it. And because in 5 years, you're going to want the money anyway. So
what's the supply, Troy? Can you look that up?
Yeah, I got you.
Right. Sorry now. To cut you off, Ian.
No, you good.
Yeah. No, you're right. But it's interesting to see this. What's the supply?
Circulating supply is 293 million. Total supply is 504 million.
Yeah. And then if people are holding it typically for 8 to 9 days, because you can go research how many days most people are holding it, yeah, you can see when a pattern is about to start and when it'll run up. So if most people are holding it for 8 days, you probably can take profit at 6 or use Fibonacci retracement. And I'm going to say this too. Every trading strategy that I've given you guys works for, I'm going to say, how are you guys not using the 72 and the 200s to get in on Ethereum and Bitcoin and Solana? The blueprint is there. Fibonacci retrace. Use it. Use it.
Yeah.
And you're good. But if they're holding for 8 days, get out of 6. And then when things take a tumble and they go in a cycle, you'll be able to take advantage of it.
What's the supply for Ethereum?
Supply for Ethereum is 100, and the circulating supply is 117.5 million, and it's the same for the total supply. So yeah, I mean, that's the formula, right? How do we, yeah, that's the thing with being first, right? Coin and competitors can say, all right, where are their disadvantages? All right, let's capitalize on their disadvantage. They have high gas fees. All right, let's make ours lower. They have slow transaction rates. All right, let's make ours faster. And so you have a coin here that's like, all right, we've executed on both. It just so happens that the NFT space has just blossomed. And so now you add those, it's like the perfect storm.
It's a use case for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys go research why NFTs are taking off so much for those who make money in crypto. We won't talk about it here, but if you understand why, you can understand why these are running up. And then, you know, same with Cardano, and ADA's had an incredible run. And that's why I always stress, okay, this is a homework I want to give you guys, because I've been giving you homework for a while. Take the top 10 movers of NASDAQ. Take the top 10 movers in crypto. Take the average of how long they take to go up 10,000%. That'll give you how many days you should be holding the asset. Like, a lot of people think trading is like a guessing game. It's all mathematical equations that you can go look. But if you go take the, here's the part that you guys don't want, the actual research and the reading and doing the work part. Go do the work. You can go look at every crypto and you can go.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Read the white papers. They'll tell you how many days it'll take for them to build a base, and when it'll take off, and then when to leave. Go do the homework.
Yeah. And sometimes, like I said, you got to just keep digging for information. Like, Solana was like out of nowhere, but there's plenty of information on it if you know the right places. Like, we've given plenty of information of where to get it. Coin Market Cap, Crypto Pro, CoinDesk. There's so many forms of information. I know it's a lot. It's like, wait, how am I gonna do crypto, and how am I gonna do
stuff? If you want to be rich, you gotta do it. Oh. We're gonna have honest conversation. Okay, Rashad, how many hours you sleep per day? Troy, how many you sleep per day?
Well, I'll let him answer first.
No, yeah, not enough. I don't know, bro. Not enough, though. Not enough.
4 or 5.
Yeah,
I try to sleep probably 7 hours. I put my, like,
and we can say business is up over the last year, right?
Just
scalability.
Scalability looks likely.
Looks very likely these days.
I'm going to be. If you got this, is what it takes. So if you guys like, I consider myself an intellectual athlete. Some of you want to get rich without the work. That does not. You can't say you love Mamba mentality, but then you put in Smush Parker effort here in investing. Smush, don't come to me because I know you about it. You're my guy. But I'm just saying, some, like, if you have not finished Money Master the Game, Intelligent Investor, Market, like, you don't want to be rich. If you're not on a charts 4 to 8, that's another point my guy made. He's on a charts 8 hours a day. Talk to Trap. Trap, what you doing? In the charts or with his family?
Yeah.
Like there are some parallels you guys have to follow. You're looking at the glitz part. You want to sit on a Market Mondays part. You don't want the 2010 going through. I spent $9,000 on books last year. Y'all don't want that part though. Cause you want 24s on a Porsche Cayenne Turbo. Y'all want Dodge Challenger SRT. The demon time is in the mastery of the skill. But for those of you that are serious about investing, and I'm gonna be real, Troy and Rashad passed a lot of y'all up who said y'all was good anyway, because you didn't want to put in the work. Man, they only get doing 3 to 5 calls. The percentages they're up are stupid. Like, listen, I can take some companies public off the returns I got on futures. Just master the craft. And here's the great part. If we all master the craft, there's no competition. We're at some point, we really gonna have this China conversation, but for Black Americans here.
And you know what's crazy is Mike Novogratz actually spoke about that when he was on the show months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you would have invested back then, it would be interesting to see what the rate of return was. But I know it wasn't anywhere close to the price that it is now.
And
he spoke about it. And some people was too concerned about his views on XRP to listen to anything that he said.
He's a billionaire. There are certain people when they talk. Here's my way.
Hey, hold on. You gotta just let it pause after you say
he's
that.
Same with Cuban and NFTs.
He's a billionaire. For
then real. 19 came on to tell you like to study. Then y'all didn't study, right? Stop getting emotionally high off this experience, like his church, but then go execute, right?
I'm glad you said that, Ian, because it's like as a community sometimes. We have to just put our pride aside. Like, it was amazing to me after that episode came out. A lot of people liked it, but a lot of people had negative comments to say, and they like, you know, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And it was like, okay, he's worth what was it?
Yeah, it was. So he came on in mid February.
Come on, but that was when he told
about Solana, it was $13.
Yeah, it was $13 when he came on. It's $169 now. So long story short, he's a billion. Not only is he a billionaire, he's worth $7 billion. So he's a billionaire 7 times over. So obviously he knows something.
You can't get to a billion by accident. And this is my number one rule of thumb. Whoever has more money than me, I shut up and listen. You in action. When these billionaires come on, what do? I ask questions, write hella notes.
And it's very rare to like, you act like us bringing on billionaires is an everyday thing. Like, we brought on Mark Cuban, we brought on Mike Novogratz. Like,
should get an Emmy for that.
It's not easy. It's not easy to have a billionaire come on your YouTube channel and just give free information, and people's like heckling in the comments.
Have some class. Like, and truth be told, this is sometimes why people may not want to come on as fast, especially if they're not our color. Like, he doesn't have to. He can go to Yahoo Finance for Cheddar, or sit up on CNBC, or he can go with Dave Portnoy and go like. And then he come on, hey, the analysis is good. And don't know. Shit went to 28 when it was at 55. He told you, can't outright say buy it at 28.
Right.
But if he is a billionaire that said, no, the analysis is good. These are hedge fund up. That is code for buy zone. That's a buy zone. Like, if we hooping, I'll say, yo, go cherry pick that. I'm going to throw you this lot. You have to execute. I want us to stop. It's going to be 2022. 2 more years is going to be 2025. I don't want you watching this episode from day 5 or episode 5. And then in 5 years, you're not rich. If you have not made 200% watching the show, you have not executed.
Fair.
That's on you. That is all. I love y'all. Namaste. Yeah.
More billionaires to come, by the way. It's called Stay Tuned.
It's called.
Oh, just baby.
Getting started.
Run the whole domination plan down.
No, we can't do it yet. We can't do it yet. We still got next Monday. So every Monday, we'll just drop another bomb, palm the hair top.
It's cool.
If anybody know Auntie Oprah, tell Auntie Oprah come on too, please. I'm going to put that out in the universe before she retires.
They call us the big show.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F*** a mic drop, bag drop.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.